As a bona fide Indian uncle, I'm thrilled. Cadbury's, the candy giant, has recognized my power. Their ad for Valentine's Day in India this year targeted the Indian uncle. Cadbury's 5-star, a smooth nougat caramel chocolate bar, put out an ad which opens with a gray-haired data scientist in a suit, an uncle, basically.
You're probably wondering what a middle-aged guy is doing in a 5-star ad.
It turns out his job is to destroy Valentine's Day. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In India, Valentine's Day has become quite a fad these days. A week before it, shops spring up selling giant plushy hearts and teddy bears. Malls get into the act. Bakeries bring out heart-shaped cookies. And every year, fringe groups bring out protest marches, calling Valentine's Day un-Indian and immoral. Well, 5-star has an idea. To destroy the pernicious Valentine's Day once and for all, they were calling on all uncles to step up to the plate. This did not involve heckling young couples trying to go on a date, nor did it require thrashing an interfaith couple trying to get married in a court. That happened recently as well. Instead, the ad for the 5-star candy bar required uncles to embrace Valentine's Day wholeheartedly. If they filled the cafes with teddy bears and balloons, wore shirts with heart prints, it would be the end of Valentine's Day, as the ad tells us.
When uncles join a trend, the youth instantly lose interest in it. It happened to social media platforms, skinny jeans, YOLO, and many others.
Now uncles can kill Valentine's Day with love.
We'll pay uncles to hit the streets, flood the internet, and go on dates until everyone else feels out of place. So recruit an uncle for this historic mission.
All cultures have the uncle problem, but the Indian uncle is a breed apart. No uncle knows as much as this uncle. He knows the real motives of both Donald Trump and Narendra Modi. He could fix the Indian economy in a jiffy. He can hold forth on whiskey, women, mutual funds, the football match he played 37 years ago, and the GDP. Intermittent fasting is an acceptable topic for discussion. Enlarged prostates, not so much. Denial is the first commandment of uncledom. The other day I met a friend's father. He scolded me for letting my hair go gray. "If you all let your hair go gray, how will we look?" he said disapprovingly. His own slicked back hair, a shiny jet black. I am hardly immune either. The first time someone in the market called me kaku or uncle, I bristled. I wanted to be dada or brother. Indian comedy specials are full of toasts and roasts to the Indian uncle. Stand-up comic Puneet Punia says Indian uncles have only 3 preoccupations. Give lectures, spread fake news on WhatsApp, and stay away from their wives.
I think every uncle secretly believes that if he had not gotten married, he would have changed the world.
In an essay about Indian uncles, economist and writer Shrayana Bhattacharya writes, "We live under the tyranny of the Indian uncle, from corporations where they want everyone to work Sundays to the building association where they object to everything. And they live to dominate and insist on imposing their bad jokes on everyone." But while it's easy to pile on the patriarchal, tyrannical, conservative uncle who fumes about feminists, she writes that self-professed liberal uncles are even more problematic. They are the unhelpful uncles, the gatekeepers and mansplainers, the ones who are stylish in their sexism, smilingly ignoring the input of female colleagues while they suck up the oxygen in the room as they deliver non-stop wisdom. But what strikes me from my unscientific survey of WhatsApp groups is that Indian uncles are not just killjoys, but they're singularly joyless. They like to shoot down new ideas and are ever ready to tell you why something will not work. And I worry that surrounded by a cohort like that, I will easily become that uncle as well, sitting in the club, drinking dyspepsia on the rocks. That's why the five-star candy bar uncles gave me some hope. For once, the uncles were having fun without tired sexist jokes. They were wearing brightly colored outfits. They were whooping it up in cafes and holding on to teddy bears. Of course, the WhatsApp uncle will sourly point out this is all to sell a diabetogenic candy bar. But at least for once, uncles just want to have fun. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Uncles.
They wanna have fun.
Uncles.